All right, do you have any just like absolutely ridiculous road stories like most people would think of, you know, a rock band having, like, have you shitted someone else's van? Do you, you know, just
man, defiled
people's, you know, gear, et cetera, et cetera?
Yeah, I had a good one morning. We were in, like, Salt Lake City, and I woke up early in the morning. The guy at the house we were staying at, he had to be at work. He has clothes down in the dryer, and he was taking a shower, and, like, when I wake up, sometimes as soon as I stand up, I've got to take a crap. Like, it's coming out. So I'm like, go upstairs, and like, he's in the bathroom, like, ah, God, I don't know what to do. Like, at this point, I'm thinking, like, should I go outside and just, like, you know, it's in this backyard, I don't know what to do. So I like go through his cabinets, and I find like a bag. I'm like, I'm gonna have to shit in this bag.
As everyone else walks out,
hey, what's going on?
I'm gonna have to shit in this bag. So I'm like scrambling around. Then I try to find some like paper towels. I grab some of this. I go downstairs, like literally, like pull down my pants. I'm shitting this bag, and then I realize in his basement. Then I realize that there's a hole in the bag, and it's dripping onto his basement floor, right in front of the dryer.
He's late
for work, so as soon as he gets out of the shower, he's coming straight down to get his work clothes out of the dryer, and I'm shitting on his floor. I'm just like, oh my God! And like, so I'm like calling him, guys, throw me back some paper towels from there. They don't know what's going on. It's like scramble up and down. I'm like wiping it up. It smells like shit, and this is awful. I bag it up, double bag it, go get another bag. Then I'm outside, and I'm just like trying to find a place to like put it. It was awful, but it's an interesting story.
Yeah.
That was a crazy story. You asked for a shit story.
Yeah. Huh.